Yesterday's ceremony at the Mole Lake Bingo Hall near what was to be the Crandon Mine included traditional Ojibwe prayers.
Without caution, not motion, binda kujige da punama kisema. Wabnong.
Drumming and singing. And the creation of a $7 million endowment fund to be used for health, education, economic development, and cultural preservation on the Mole Lake Reservation.
We believe that in the long term, having a commitment to sustainable development is not inconsistent with maximizing our bottom line.
Gibson Pierce, a spokesperson for the Australian-based BHP Billiton Mining Company, told those gathered for the celebration that mining companies don't always live up to their reputation as being indifferent to the environmental and cultural damage their industry often causes.
Successful companies grow and change over the years, and we at BHP Billiton have come to understand that our continued success absolutely depends on earning the trust of the communities in which we work.
That trust was demonstrated yesterday when the Mole Lake tribe made its final $7 million payment on a mortgage to the mining company for the proposed mine. And the company donated it back in the form of a trust fund to be managed by the Madison Community Foundation. Another Billiton spokesperson, Paul Warner, acknowledged the gift to the tribe is an effort to burnish the company's image so it might have more luck in future mining ventures.
Every mine in the world is in somebody's backyard. And if we've done the right thing here with the Secaugan, someday, 5 years from now, in some country around the world, some community will learn that through a web of activists and say, you know what, this company is a little different. And they probably do mean what they say. That's how we would start to build trust in some future community.
Mole Lake Tribal Judge Fred Ackley, who's led the fight against the mine, says the fund means tribal rice beds will be protected from mining pollution and the community can focus on more critical human needs.
That means, to me, we can move ahead with, stuff. We got to build our own economics up in our community back. Stuff we've been neglecting because we've been challenging the mine all these years. More like health problems and education and stuff like that, So it means a lot to us right now. It's a great thing for the people here.
Environmental activists who fought the mine for years were both shocked and jubilant. Dave Bluen of the Sierra Club says he still can't believe the efforts of grassroots activists finally paid off.
It's still very boggling to me to see a mining company treat a local community as something other than an obstacle. So to find that they are willing to put money back into the community in a rare instance where they certainly didn't need to is not only satisfying but a very just conclusion to a very long process.
Others like George Rock of the Wolf Watershed Protection Fund says the agreement sends a strong message to mining companies about the power of local protests.
I believe we've raised the bar for the mining industry and other industries too, because no longer are little people going to be trampled on, but in fact they have a say in their future in their communities.
There are still no concrete plans for how the 5,000-acre mine site will be used. The Potawatomi tribe bought half of it from the mining company 3 years ago. Both the Potawatomi and the Secaugan have said they hope to preserve the land in its natural state, and both say they won't consider extracting the 55 million tons of copper and zinc they now own unless they can do it without causing any damage to local water resources. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.